Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, it was a Super Bowl 42 reunion when Tom Brady sat down with Michael Strahan for an exclusive interview with Good Morning America, and viewers were treated to, let's just say, a more candid TV-12 than they've seen in the past. Strahan even getting the GOAT to open up a little on the differences between his current and former head coaches.
How was it playing for Bruce Arians? Because I know he's a totally different type of coach than Belichick.
It was amazing. He's a great motivator. He's got a great feel for the team, got a great pulse for what's going on in the locker room, great intuition, great evaluation of talent. When you're in one place for 20 years, you think that's the only way. And I think when you go to a different place, you realize, wow, there's another way that people do things.
Brady also telling Strahan that he doesn't feel that he has anything left to prove. He just still wants to keep playing. One QB whose future is currently uncertain is Texans starter Deshaun Watson, who's facing accusations from 22 different women, all alleging sexual misconduct or abuse. These allegations have now caused Nike and Beats by Dre, two of Watson's biggest sponsors, to step back from the star QB, with Nike suspending their relationship and Beats terminating their agreement entirely. The NFL releasing a statement stating that the allegations are deeply disturbing, and the league will be keeping a close eye on the situation with an investigation already underway. The Panthers, who traded for quarterback Sam Darnold on Monday, have now agreed to sign former Pro Bowl corner A.J. Boye. The terms of the deal were not disclosed, and Boye now on his third team in as many seasons. Another player that could be on the move is Bears wideout Anthony Miller. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Chicago has been shopping the former second-round receiver this offseason, but has yet to find any serious takers up to this point. Now, ever since San Francisco traded up to the third overall pick in the draft, most people have projected the Niners to take Bama quarterback Mac Jones, a rumor that seemed to be confirmed when head coach Kyle Shanahan and GM John Lynch attended Jones Pro Day last week. But don't start printing Jones jerseys just yet, all right? Because Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields will hold his second Pro Day next week, and it's been confirmed that Shanahan and Lynch will both be in attendance. And while it's unclear which team will end up taking Mac Jones, one thing for certain is that the Alabama QB will be walking across the stage at the draft in Cleveland just 3 weeks from today. White House Jamar Chase and Devontae Smith and Florida tight end Kyle Pitts are also among 10 prospects that have all confirmed that they will travel to Cleveland to take part in the festivities as well. And be sure to tune in to the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon starting Thursday, April 29th. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.